Hi, Peter. Thank you
Hi,
very
August.
much for being part of MSP Journey, and thank you for sharing your experiences in your MSP business and doing your managed security services. Before we come to this, please give us some background information on you, on your company. Who do you help? What is your role in your company? I'm keen to learn something.
Thank you for the introducing, Olaf. So indeed, my name is Peter. I've founded Woolux.be in 2004. We are a Flemish managed service provider focusing on customer experience. Our typical clients are SMBs, and our mission is pretty simple. It's keep IT zen. But in order to go there, you need a proactive and holistic approach, not just reacting to problems, but trying to stay ahead of them. Managed security helps us to keep it zen.
I have to ask this because you're the only one by now who labeled doing IT services Zen. So please help the audience and me. What do you mean by keeping IT Zen?
Very good question. Very briefly, let us worry about your IT infrastructure so you don't have to. Very briefly.
Okay, is every of your customers asking you the same question I just asked?
They do. They try to understand what we are doing and
Great. So to keep your customers and their IT zen, I guess security and making them safer than without working with your company is a part of what you do. So please describe in terms of security, what are services, solutions, what do you provide to your clients?
yes, we consider security not as additional, but as a foundation. As you can't protect what you don't know, it all starts with visibility. Think about monitoring network, client, server, cloud, and backup infrastructure. From device management to patch management to proactive threat hunting, we've built a layered security offering that scales with our partners' needs. As said before, in short, we worry about the bad guys so our partners don't have to.
So maybe we can have one look in this into these layers. So what is the foundational layer what you just mentioned? So if I'm your next new customer, what is from your point of view mandatory in this initial layer you would like to roll out on my 20 IT seats?
Yes, of course. So obviously, it starts with monitoring. You cannot protect what you don't know about. Yeah. After monitoring, we apply security, preferably managed security, because you need to be protected 24/7, and also when your IT company is closed anyway. And as a last resort, we have backups. Yeah. If all defenses would fail, at least we can fall back to our immutable backups. Immutable means also backups are ransomware and manipulation free.
So in this dialogue we in our virtual setup I just created, will you show me two alternatives? You said preferably as managed service. So is it a choice for me to say, oh, please roll out what you just encountered, but not as a managed service? So are there options to get it as a managed service or to get it on a time and material basis? Or is it preferably and almost always provided from your company as a managed service?
Those three pillars that I mentioned before are mandatory. Yeah, we cannot act as your managed service provider without monitoring, security, and backup in place. That's obvious. Yeah, but of course, our offerings do scale with your business. Yeah, let's say you want to have a higher level of managed security, for example, integration with your backups or integration with your firewalls or integration with your network. We obviously offer that possibility.
As a managed service.
Everything we do is managed.
Ah, okay. Got it. So if my naive view on my with my 20 IT seats
for sure
is we never faced a problem with our IT. So okay, I got it. I have to do this three items: backup, monitoring, and so on. But that's enough. So I feel secure enough doing this. Do you have further discussions? Do you analyze on a deeper level what my IT really consists of, and then recommend additional layer from your technology stack? Or how do you handle such a situation?
Yes, one of the most common objections is we never had a breach, obviously.
Ah, yeah.
But neither had
me too. Thank God.
So, yeah, it's even not a question if, it's a question when. Yeah. Another common objective would be it's too expensive. Yeah, but too expensive compared to what? Imagine what it would cost if your business is down. Yeah, not talking about reputation damage yet or potential claims. Eh? Just the cost of not being able to operate your business. Yeah. And then, of course, the third most common objection is we already have an antivirus. Well, in today's world, I think it's even hard to call an antivirus bare minimum. Yeah, I would like to call or to talk about a multi-layered and managed defense. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, of course, humor helps in this kind of conversations, but in the end, it's the facts who win. Yeah, if you cannot look at the news in the past weeks or months and not having noticed a single breach or a single ransomware attack, it's all around us. So I think these modern ages, yeah, and the modern attack surface, yeah, requires an adapted and a modern approach to it.
And in your sentence, there are lots of technical language and technical terms. And my guess is your common client and the decision maker on your client side is not an IT guy. So how can you help him understand all this? Absolutely 100% proper technical views that you just mentioned. How can you help them that there is a difference between antivirus or EDR or even MDR? What is the difference in analyzing lots of data between a pattern matching? So that's not probably the language that you're chatting with. So how can you help him understand really the criticality of the situation and the differences between your multi-layered approach?
Yeah. Of course, most of our SMBs don't talk geek language. Yeah. So it's vital to translate geek into business value. Yeah. They don't need to know about a SIM, but they need to understand threats, risks, and how our solutions reduce those risks. That's the most important thing.
Do you have account managers or sales reps that are doing this conversation with potential clients or existing clients? Are you doing it by yourself on a day-to-day basis too?
Well, I can only hope my account managers do have these conversations with our partners. Yeah, but most of the time, indeed, we still have to create awareness, even with everything that's happening around us. For our SMBs, there is actually not or no compliance requirements yet. Yeah, so it's like trying to sell a non-obliged car insurance. Yeah, when will you be happy that you have this insurance? Well, when you crash. So it's not always easy to have this kind of conversations. Yeah, it's everything that we do. It's like an insurance, and it will only pay out when you're not having troubles.
So my image is besides insurance is it's more prophylaxis, you know the term. So you are doing steps to avoid the crash. That's another image than reducing the damage caused through the crash. Another image is, what can we do to prevent you, dear client, from having any kind of crash? So now you're investing in preventing.
If you're staying with the car example, maybe it could be an idea to compare us with AI, yeah, where we will try to foresee the risk and try to foresee the accident by intelligent systems. Because of course, if you crash, it's too late. Yeah, we don't want to crash.
My car reacts if I come into the end of the road or to the side of the road, and I'm leaving the road, or I'm unfortunately trying to leave the road. Then my car reacts and. So my hands are recognizing, ooh, there is a push from the car itself, and that's preventing. I have no problem to pay for this feature that helps me not to leave the road. So they're both terms, because we as IT companies, it's only my view, Peters. We are not insurance companies. We are not paying our clients if they have a problem. No. So that's why I'm trying to be more in the preventing, in the proactive field, because when he has a breach, he has to pay us probably more, and we are not paying them a dime. I would like to come back to this layered approach. So now monitoring backup. So I got it. I purchased it, and I'm doing good. So 1 year later, I still have no breach. I'm very thankful to your company, and I'm feeling zen a little bit. So. How can you upsell me something when I'm already zen? So I'm doing OMS every 3 times a day. I'm meditating due to your wonderful services. And now you are trying to upsell me something. So I'm wondering, what's this?
It's not about upselling. It's about creating a safe environment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's never about upselling. It's about covering the needs and try to cover the future needs. Our mission is never accomplished, unfortunately. Yeah. The battle between the bad actors, whatever they may,
right.
may be, or in which shape or in which form, it never ends. Yeah. Their methods are evolving, and our defense should be evolving as well. So I'm not afraid to be jobless, in the next few weeks or months or years. But for us, it's never about the upselling. It's about protecting.
Does this, for instance, this a service like MDR, a 24/7 service with AI and experts on the good side of the aisle, that's not in your mandatory setup, if I got you right. So this is an additional service. And it's also a service that is rising only in the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah? So this evolving scheme, so is this a service that you are actually speaking or recommending, or do you scanning your client base and have your parameter that you decide whom to recommend a 24/7 service like MDR? And maybe you have clients that are fine with what they got by now. So how do you handle this service?
Our SMBs are not bound to regulation. So the question of 24/7 protection mostly does not come from our clients. Yeah, that's one thing. If you would have clients who are active in, let's say, financial business or something, the question would be raised by the client. Yeah. Nevertheless, I do believe it does not matter in what line of business you're active in. It also does not matter your size. Yeah. I think everybody benefits from a 24/7 managed approach. Once again, the hacker, or the bad actor is not going to attack when everybody is on high alert, when your IT staff is active. So in my opinion, everybody can benefit from a 24/7
Absolutely.
Approach.
So it's an usual recommendation, from your expert view, to explain this service 24/7 MDR SOC, however you will label it, on a regular basis to your clients, so that they can make a decision on this additional service. There are From my experience, there are lots of possible services in addition to this first setup you have described. So there's multi-factor authentication, patch management, email archive, phishing and awareness campaigns, and so on and so on and so on. Darknet scan. So whatever, Zeem. So there are lots of services that are technically available for clients. So What is your experience? What really has a match between you as a service provider and your clients, in addition to this first mandatory setup? Are there specific services which work best in this next layer of help?
Yeah. Well, obviously, you have some technologies who are always a perfect match. Yeah? You were talking about MFA. MFA should be mandatory. Yeah. Unique passwords, difficult passwords, complex passwords should be mandatory. Mm-hmm. And we as humans, we all know we like repetitive passwords. Yeah. if you are talking about MFA, which should be mandatory these days, yeah, no discussion about it, it's always a good idea to propose a password manager. Yeah. Because it takes the mandatory complexity, it takes it a bit away. Another example, what could be like a perfect wedding in my eyes would be, like if you do like a phishing campaign where you try to phish your users, yeah, you can probably sell additional protection, because this will prove to the stakeholders how many users are fooled into this phishing campaign. Yeah, and in the end, of course, Big Brother is watching you. Well, I think once again, everybody benefits from a 24/7 managed approach. Eh? So indeed, you're being watched, but then in a good way.
To get insight, to gather insights from your maybe your new contact. So you're a lucky guy. Someone surfs to your website, reads lot of interesting content, and then contacts you. And you have time besides your sales trip, and you are saying, "Oh, I speak with this new contact," and you don't know what really is the IT scenario at the client side. So to start your collaboration or your service providing, do you have some consulting services like a security audit or something in this area that makes you safe? Not only your new client has to be in a safe environment, you as a IT company also, I guess, have to be safe, that you're delivering the right, the proper services, that there is nothing coming back to you if the client has a problem, that you should have known that we are doing this in this way, or that the firewall is open to everyone, or whatever. So have you established some kind of audits or security focused audits?
Yes, we have paid audits, where we can show where we can make a real difference. During those audits, or the purpose of this audit is to uncover real risks and then clearly demonstrate where we could bring value. Yeah. Assets or audits are paid, but what do we do if the partner decides to move forward with us? We don't just say thank you a lot. We do say thank you a lot, but we
multiple also, times,
multiple times indeed. But we also reward this new partner of us by compensating part of the audit cost. Yeah, because for us it's not about doing free work. It's about doing valuable work that proves our impact, builds trust, and sets the foundation for a strong and long-term partnership. Because in the end, that's our goal. Eh? Not just to do an audit, but build a long-term and strong relationship.
That's an excellent goal. So if you look a little bit backwards to your IT service, managed service journey, and scan what you probably have learned throughout this, over the course of this managed service journey. And if you're now at the same point with the knowledge of today, you're standing at the starting line of your managed service journey, would there be something with the knowledge of today, an obstacle which you would like to not have a second time in your managed service journey, is a special learning that you can give to our audience to help them maybe to not fall into the same pitfalls you may be faced in your journey?
Of course, in those 2 decades we are active, many things have changed, of course. If I would be able to do things differently, I would do many things differently, probably. But maybe the main thing would be to be even more proactive. Don't wait for problems. Certainly don't wait for disaster to arise. Start conversations early with your partners. Stay consultative and frame security as a business continuity rather than as a cost. Decades of hard work can be lost in a matter of seconds. So what I would do different is to integrate security in every package, and not as an upsell, but every package should come with a baseline of security.
Awesome. When you look to the next 2 to 3 years or 1 to 2 years of your upcoming journey, so are there things you're targeting, what you would like to achieve in the next 1 to 2 years? Do you want to enhance your portfolio and enhance the number of partners, as you label them? I'm always speaking of clients and customers, and you're speaking of partners. So what brings the future for your company?
Well, I don't like to talk about clients or customers. I always use the word partners because everything we do is in order to maintain a long-term relationship. So how will our future look like? Well, these days it's very hard to tell. I have the feeling.
You would like to tell me that it was easier in the past to predict the future?
I won't talk about politics. I will stay far away from it, but it has an impact on our daily life, of course. I would like to keep IT zen, but it comes with more complexity than it used to do. So my company target would be to hire more, even more skilled workforce in order to grasp all this complexity, because in the end we are delivering services, and what makes us stand out is not only the products, because everybody can sell the brands that we are selling, but it's most of all our people who are implementing this, who are monitoring this, who are making proactive adjustments. So I would, and I'm going to do so. It's my commitment to invest more in expertise, yeah, in order to help us clients as good as possible.
My feedback is it's a really excellent strategy view. So I agree to everything what you just said. I spoke with two heads of IT departments from probably a little bit larger possible partners from a company. And what they are saying 1 week ago is we need this really high-skilled people that are better than our own stuff. They're expecting from us as service providers that we are better than them, that we really have the right recommendations, that we, as you mentioned, reduce all this complexity that is really a difficult job to in the future, more difficult job than in the past, to keep IT zen. And Peter, my thumbs are pressed. Thank you very much for giving the chance to learn from you that all this will take place in the future. Peter, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Olaf.